From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Two deadly blasts leave scores of people dead in Iraq. At least 65 people were killed near the town of Al-Bab. The first explosion Friday struck an opposition security post in the village of Susian, killing many civilians along with opposition forces and two Turkish soldiers. The second attack came as local residents and rescue teams were retrieving the bodies of those killed in the earlier bombing. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the first attack in Al-Bab. It occurred just one day after Turkish forces and their rebel allies had taken much of the strategic town from Islamic State fighters. Iraqi troops on the ground continued to push into western Mosul Friday, the last major urban stronghold held by the Islamic State in Iraq. They took full control of Mosul's international airport and a sprawling military base on the southwestern edge of the city. The territorial gains marked the first key moves in the battle, now in its sixth day, to rout the Islamic State from the western half of Mosul, Iraq's second largest city. An Iraqi officer told the Associated Press a push into the Mamun district was followed by intense clashes with Islamic State militants. Yemeni security officials say a suicide bomber killed at least eight soldiers Friday at a security base in the southern city of Zinjibar. The bomber, disguised as a driver carrying a load of wood, blew up his vehicle at the gate of a Yemeni base after failing to get inside. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but a military source said Al-Qaeda has carried out similar attacks in the area. This is VOA News.